Now, as we settle into lockdown, I know a lot of parents are worried about the impact on their children's school year. And as it stands, we do not know when schools will reopen. The Department of Basic Education has said this call cannot be made yet. We will only know once we know whether lockdown ends as predicted on 16 April or has to be extended. And our own WCED has appealed to parents to ensure that at the very least their kids are reading during this time. They're busy working on strategies including home and online teaching options, which they will roll out at a later stage. Because remember, of course, right now, technically, we are still in the school holidays, not in learning and teaching time. And I think it's quite important to keep that in mind. But I know a lot of you are wanting to make plans of your own and to help kids make productive use of their time at home. So what we've done today is invite a seasoned homeschooling expert to join us to share some tips about structuring the day and looking for resources and also what not to do in this situation. Wendy Young is a veteran homeschooler who home educated her own children for more than 20 years. Three of them have since completed their tertiary education and are gainfully employed. Her youngest is currently studying at university. And Wendy is well known in the South African homeschool community as the author of various curricula and books to support parents, as well as being a seasoned homeschooling blogger. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. It's great to be here.
This is a big ask for parents, some of whom are still working from home. Some of them are maybe even still going out to their jobs in essential services. They can't be expected to replace teachers overnight. They haven't been trained for that, Wendy. It really is a challenging time for parents, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's uneasy and uncertain, even when you choose to homeschool your children. And how much more so for folks who've been thrown into this involuntarily. I think that a lot of folks are feeling like a deer in the headlights at the moment, and I hope that our conversation can kind of calm those fears.
I hope so too. Do you think parents should be encouraged to leave the school holidays as holiday time and not try and start anything too quickly, Wendy? I know many might be thinking, okay, we've got a three-week window period here where we're stuck together. Let's get to it. But we also need to advocate for a sense of balance in kids' life, don't we?
Absolutely. And the thing with, we've got a saying in the homeschooling community called de-schooling. So if your children have been in school for a long time and they now need to adjust to the different way of doing things as home educators, to actually give them the time to recalibrate to what does it mean. But in that time of de-schooling, which you can kind of see now through the lens of the kids having a holiday before knowing when they're going to go back to school, they can apply the same principles, which would be not sitting in front of an Xbox or a PlayStation every day or a TV screen, but to actually be involved in the family's life and to make sure that they are being taught now, you know, how to do chores in the home, possibly pulling them in and getting them to make meals. You know, most of us are sitting without our domestic workers at the moment as well. You know, so why it's this is not, you know, there's no kitchen fairy. It's got to be somebody that's got to do the work. And it's wonderful. Well, I say the word wonderful. I don't think kids are going to think it's wonderful, but it's an amazing opportunity for them to learn those basic life skills so that if this does continue into past the 16th of April, everybody's on board. You know, if mom and dad both have to work at home and the kids have got their schoolwork to do, but first in the morning, you know, clean up the house and care for the animals and do whatever needs to be done in the garden, get the washing on the line, and then everybody can sit down and take a more structured approach to the day.
Okay. Speaking of structure, Wendy, how important is it? I mean, I know those who homeschool all the time do demarcate a day, as a school would do with, you know, science first period followed by English followed by break. They mark out space for different kinds of tasks and activities, not necessarily as strictly as a school curricula, a school timetable would do. But can you talk to us about the importance of structure?
Yeah. You know, it's quite difficult because obviously some parents, like I said, will still need to work from home. Others have been full-time moms and won't need to tend to online work or something like that. Again, and even in the homeschooling environment, you know, I understand that everybody is unique and families are unique. And even in my own home with my four kids, I had three that thrived on structure and one who was with the fairies. You know, she didn't want that formalized structure. So you have to try and figure out something that's going to work for everybody in the family. But it is always good to know that when our kids are at school for 6 to 8 hours a day, they're not really busy with work for 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
You know, there's less teacher individual attention. And there are a variety of ways for them to schedule a day. One of the most important things that I must say is that parents shouldn't try and be teachers. The kids are going to see straight through that. You know, it's not one hat that you put on when you pull out the science book and another hat when you're trying to get your children to clean up after themselves. Your mom, your dad, we're all in this together, so let's keep going. And in terms of how you structure that, as long as they are meeting the requirements of what the schools have been setting for them, if they are going to go back to school, then they're, you know, figure out a way for your family. Have a sit down and have a chat. If they're in primary school, one sort of system would apply. If they're in high school, I think it's more important for a consensus to be reached about them understanding this is their future, particularly on the tricks. You know, they've got pressure on them this year, and now they're going to be losing this whole month, if not more. And they've all got to buy into the fact that mom and dad are here just to facilitate. We're not going to tell you that you've got to do 2 hours on science and 2 hours on math. You need to say, this is what's been laid out. Let's figure out a schedule that's going to work for you. These are what the expectations in the home, and let's work from that. And then have a check-in, morning and lunch, and see how they go. When your kids are a bit younger, obviously the pressure is not so great.
Yeah.
And then you can play around with shorter lessons, sit outside and read together, you know, in your garden, stop for a snack, then sit down and do some maths with them together. You know, there you can be much more flexible. But the older they get, the more they should be taking ownership of their own education.
I think it's such an important point, because there's such life skills that they're learning in that process. They're going to have to do that for themselves if they move on to tertiary education. So why not instill those habits right now? You've said the very important one of not trying to pretend to be the teacher and replace the teacher. Any other do's and don'ts you'd like to mention, Wendy?
I think that it's important to, when you find yourself in any situation winding yourself up, it's important to step back and breathe. You know, families have that amazing ability to be sandpaper to each other's characters. So if you find in the home that everybody is starting to chafe, you can't go out and walk the dog, you know, you can't run away for a bit of retail therapy, it's important to take a step back and to breathe and say, what is actually going on here? Is this a parenting issue? Is this a school issue? Are we all stressed? Do we need to put everything away and play a board game? Just get the focus, you know, instead of push through. And sometimes that character lesson of figuring out how to do things when you're under pressure is more important than the actual maths lesson. That is the one thing. And the other thing that I would say is watch screen usage. It's one of the things that is the biggest babysitter for moms, but it's not going to feed into future purposes, not for the individual and not for the family. So besides for those three, really just wiggling it out, trying to figure out how are you going to work with this. It's a teamwork issue. The country's pulling together as a team. Let's pull together as families to see how we can actually make this a non-stressful time. Our kids are also watching us to see how we are handling these things. What are our stress levels like? What are our fear levels like? Let's make it a learning time for everybody.
Wendy, some fabulous advice. Thank you so much. Can I just leave our listeners with a contact for your own blog or Facebook page or website where they can go for more encouragement and for links to where to go looking if they're looking for online resources, for example? What address should they be visiting?
Absolutely. So you can find us at southafricanhomeschoolcurriculum.com, or parents are more than welcome to email me on footprintsonourland@mweb.co.za if they want any more information. And then also I can pop you an email with a whole list of free learning activities for kids to do.
That would be wonderful, Wendy. Thank you. And we'll make that available on our website. Wendy Young, seasoned homeschooler and author of Homeschooling Curricula in South Africa. Really appreciate your input today. I received such a beautiful email from our listener, Claudine, linking to this idea of homeschooling. And I want to share it with you because it contains so much that is encouraging for parents and filled with hope. Claudine wrote to tell me how she had homeschooled her own sons. And she said she couldn't recall a single year where they didn't have to do so through some or other crisis, including the tragedy of watching their father succumb to cancer. She told me how there were months when homeschooling was erratic, when the kids were effectively left to self-school, had to cope almost on their own. And what was the end result? Her eldest has just graduated with distinction in his BCom degree. The other has recently been headhunted to join a top computer programming company. Both of them are earning good salaries. They lead well-balanced lives with space for creativity and play. Now, why did she tell me all of this? Let me put this in her own words. This is not to brag. This is to show that parents have absolutely no need to panic. Large chunks of my homeschooling years were more like non-schooling. However, one thing we did which contributed massively to our alternative education endeavors was to fill our home with a huge variety of books and musical instruments, art supplies, stuff for science experiments, board games, videos, music, and give them free rein. We lived in three different countries and always made sure our sons were library members, taking full advantage of what those offered. And we read and read and read. We did nothing according to formal education and little along the lines of homeschooling methods, but it worked spectacularly in spite of our awful, dramatic, and tragic circumstances. They learned to work independently, to self-motivate, and to just get on with it. And I can see what an advantage this has been to them in the university and the workplace. This crisis might just have wonderful benefits for children and their parents. You learn so much about your children when they're at home with you and about yourself as you take on the role of educator. I would love for parents to try and have fun doing this, to relax and enjoy this special time with their kids. They could well look back on this as a golden time with their children. A very hopeful perspective from Claudine. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. And I hope it does offer some hope and encouragement to those who are going to attempt to play a supportive role from an educational perspective. And I say that knowing that it is a much harder job for some than for others. Many of you will not have access to the resources to buy books and art supplies, etc. And you won't be able to buy them too easily during lockdown. Many of you are still working yourselves, working from home or leaving the home to go to work in essential services. So I know it is easier for some than for others, but I thought there was some lovely, hopeful, inspiring content in that email.